This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station right here in Studio E, our Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, let's also give a special shout-out to our over-the-road truck drivers driving the 18-wheelers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers. John, good morning to you over there delivering the mail. And our suicide jockeys handling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, taking it where it needs to go. And let's not forget also our Amazon warehouse and Amazon drivers out there delivering all around the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captains America. All of it's Captains America. That's how you find us. And don't forget, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, let's welcome aboard on a Friday. And, of course, that means one thing at this time. It means it's Frank Salvato from the underground US.com, an underground USA.com website. I hope I got that right, because I always screw that up, Mr. Frank. All right. The gang's out there. Temperature's cooled off a little bit, but still comfortable. 68 degrees on one side of the building and 67 on the other side. So that's not bad. It actually warmed up a little bit in the last hour. It was down to 65 and 64.
Yeah, it's a little cool here, but it's going to get back up into the 80s today, so that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices and beliefs. Well, Mr. Frank, we had a situation developing, and we're going to get into this right now because our friend Glenn Cluxton put together a little 30-second spoof. So let's hear what he has to say, and then we'll pick up the conversation.
The Wall Street Journal was the first to report the concerns of an IRS supervisor who is seeking whistleblower protection. Other news organizations also are reporting on a letter sent to Congress that says the IRS official has details that show preferential treatment and politics improperly infecting decisions. The letter does not name Hunter Biden specifically, but lawmakers have been made aware he is the high-profile, controversial subject that the letter is referring to. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Okay, where do we go from here?
I'm shocked that there's gambling here at Cafe Americana, Rick. Shocked. You know, the thing here is that we've got whistleblowers, both of the IRS and the FBI, coming out to say there's really bad things going on in these two agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And we would like to testify. It's very important. We're claiming we want whistleblower status, and no one seems to care. You know, no one seems to care. We hear this, you know, from a public point of view, we're like, this is outrageous. But in government, it's just like, well, yeah, I guess we'll have to receive the letter, and then maybe we'll move forward a little bit on it. Maybe we could drag our feet for another 2 years so we get into an election cycle and no one will care. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going to ask a rhetorical question, but when the hell did corruption become status quo in the federal government? It was everywhere we turn, there's corruption or graft. And it's just been magnified and expounded upon with this guy in office, Joe Biden in office. It's like he brought his, you know, the whole grift that his family is. Mm-hmm. It's now infected. Remember when Barack Obama was running for office, we were talking, and I said, don't let that genie out of the bottle.
Yeah.
Don't let that Chicago-type politics genie get out of the bottle. It will infect Washington, and it will never go away. Well, that happened, and we said the same thing about Joe Biden. Don't let this 39-plus-year grifter get control of the federal government, because the whole thing is going to become this giant treasure trove for the connected, you know, more so than it already was. And here it is. We've arrived. So what will come of this letter from the IRS about Hunter Biden? I'm going to say nothing. Just like the FBI whistleblower who is saying, whoa, there's massive corruption here. Nothing. It's just going to be a shrug of the shoulder, and let's just keep on grabbing as much as we can to stuff in our pockets before we're not in office anymore. It's enough to make you puke.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're fixing to take a break, but when we come back, and I'm going to read something real quick here, James up in Georgia, Valdosta, Georgia area is chiming in and saying that the whistleblower, these guys, I hope they got protection, because it's getting to where you got to start thinking about their lives, right?
No, Clinton echo.
The Clinton factor. Oh, yeah. Okay, hold that thought. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, namely Moss Nissan and those Nissan dealerships. Now, you can find out more about Moss Nissan by going to their website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. Scope them out first before you give them a call and go further. But Moss Nissan, they want to do whatever it takes to be your full-time, rest-of-the-life car dealer because they really try to get it right. Their flagship store up in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Their stores, the Nissan and the Acura dealerships, side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the brand new store that they have right there in Brooksville on State Route 50, backed up to the Suncoast Parkway right there, the toll road, on the southbound side of the road. You'll see them right there. A beautiful, gorgeous, brand new store, Taj Mahal. And again, find out all you can about them by going to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you either, because if you serve, you save. You're going to save some money. And they have the Moss Care tire rotation and oil change program for the life of your vehicle as well. So go over there and check them out and see what they have to offer. All right, Frank Silvato is back with us, UndergroundUSA.com. And good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, I wish you could make this stuff up, because it'd be a lot easier to understand. But the Republican-led House passed a bill yesterday that would essentially bar federally supported schools and colleges from allowing the transgender male athletes whose biological sex was assigned at birth and was made and made them eligible, I guess, to compete, because they are boys, against girls on the women's sports teams. And this is just wrong.
Well, it's wrong. You know, I mean, it's considering it only affects less than 5% of the population. Yep. And truly, less than a 1% when you talk about diagnosed cases of gender dysphoria.
Mm-hmm.
There's 4% that are lending towards, wow, this, because it's in the news and I want to be special, I'm identifying as trans, and once this passes, probably not anymore. So per the psychiatric definition of diagnosis, there's less than 1% around the world of people who actually have gender dysphoria diagnosed for them. So that it's, this whole thing is getting this much attention. There's got to be something else there. And in his latest Substack that went out, Dr. Robert Malone had pointed out the amount of money that the pseudo-medical apparatus is making on this, with all of the drugs and all of the surgeries and the insurance that's involved. Follow the money on this one, because the people who are hyping this up are making tons of money on this. Every person that enters into the trans process and is embraced by the medical community, they end up, if they go through the entire process, it costs them about $130,000 to $160,000.
Mm-hmm.
So follow the money on this one. But the fact that Congress is making bills, the House is wasting its time making bills on this, as serious as an issue as this is for women's sports, because it is ridiculous, it's absolutely outrageous that, you know, the women's movement is silent, the Me Too movement is silent, where the guys are just putting on a women's swimsuit and competing against women and winning and just smiling about it. Someone who would come in 80th on a men's team, coming in first on a women's team, and disenfranchising biological women from their own sport, women should be outraged, and you hear nothing. But the fact that Congress is wasting its time passing bills that have no hope, zero chance of advancing in the Senate or becoming law, why? Give me a reason why they're passing bills they know can't pass. I don't understand that. I know, well, we want to be on record. No, you can be on record just by issuing a statement. You don't have to waste the people's time or tax dollars on the House floor passing bills that have no chance to become law.
All right, let's
if you want to, and if you want to send a message about budget policy, just tell people no bills will pass in the House, period, until you come to negotiate and find compromise. None.
All right, let's go over here to the phone line and bring in Ian. Good morning, Ian.
Hey, I want to throw out a question to you guys, and then I'm going to hang up. It's a rhetorical question. Okay, so the zeitgeist is now a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man, and you got all these he, him, them pronouns and stuff like this. I want to know is, why can't I identify as a billionaire and get out of this damn dump I'm living in and get a mansion and have a freaking Bentley and a bunch of hot chicks and a private jet? I'm telling you, I've been deprived, and I want my reparations. Thanks. Bye.
All right, go ahead, Frank.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
When a man can identify as a woman for opportunistic gain, like Leah Thompson, or whatever his real name was, putting on a women's swimsuit, getting in and winning a collegiate championship. When a man can do that, that's a weakness that there's almost no definition for. But it's also seated in a deep, it's not reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's not reality. We're allowing people to insist that they can, I'm going to be a ceiling fan. I'm a ceiling fan. There are people out there that call themselves furries that believe they're animals. Now, before we look at this and say we've got to get this person some help because they're not existing in the realm of reality. Today it's like you can't damage their self-esteem. If this person wants to be a ceiling fan, then we have to embrace the ceiling fan aspect of his personality and nurture it so that he can be the best ceiling fan that he wants to be. And Ian's right. Okay, what if I walk into my bank and say, hey, I'm identifying as someone who's paid my credit card off?
Yeah.
Are they going to say yes or no? Are they going to accept me because of what I want to identify as? Or are they going to say no? You can't do that.
All right, let's dance over here and grab another phone line. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's going on?
Hey, as far as the transgender thing, there's only one solution, and that is they simply, when one of them enters an event, all the rest of them just have to say, we're just not going to play. Basketball, swimming, whatever. They just got to organize and say, we're just not going to do it. And that's the only solution to that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the deep state in Washington goes, they're not, because it's hitting too hard and too hot. They're just going to ignore it. That's all they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they can get on some kind of national TV stuff and really have some hearings of some kind and have these whistleblowers willing to come on and take the chance, you know, and make a testifying. That's the only thing that might help that. All right, that's it, Cap.
All right. What do you think, Frank?
Well, it might help. The powers that be are the powers that be. I keep telling everybody, and you've heard me say this a zillion times, the only way that we are going to neuter the federal government is for the states to employ nullification and claw back power to the state level. The federal government has so grotesquely moved over the constitutional line of what they're supposed to do. They've clawed power to themselves through horrible decisions by the Supreme Court that expanded federal power well beyond what the Constitution says it should have purview over. Mm-hmm. And that's the fault of the states not in saying, nope, you can't do that, and we're not recognizing it. So when governors stand up and say, we're not doing that, forget it, and they figure out a way to disrupt the remittance of federal tax dollars from the person to the federal government, make it go through the states. There's nothing that says that federal taxes due can't be remitted in bulk by the states. You create laws at the state level, and you say no to the federal government. Like a petulant child, put it in the corner and neuter it. As far as boycotting collegiate sports, if you're women, you're disenfranchising you might as well just flush every game that the women have ever made in sports down the toilet, saying, we're not going to show up because there's a guy here. Okay, I've trained all my life for that. Screw me.
Mm-hmm. All right, I gotcha. Here comes the music. We'll be talking on Monday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check out all the great stuff that he has to offer. And in the meantime, I'm going to take a break and come back, and we'll have another little conversation going on here with a retired Navy admiral.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. Retired New York Fire Rescue Captain.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. An IRS special agent said to be involved in the federal investigation into Hunter Biden is seeking whistleblower protections and wants to provide evidence of illegal activities about the probe to Congress. Attorney Mark Lytle.
But my client wants to come forward. He's not a political person. He's not a social media person. He's not coming here with a political agenda. He's been at the IRS for more than 10 years, and now he's a supervisory special agent. He's actually been trusted as an assistant special agent in charge in other cities and trusted with international investigations and working with other countries' tax enforcement.
Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter charges in New Mexico have been dropped. Prosecutor Jason Lewis and Kerry Morrissey say the decision does not absolve Mr. Baldwin of criminal culpability and charges may be refiled. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
All right, God bless America. Thank you very much there, Mr. Jeff. And we'll be seeing him probably tomorrow for lunch at our favorite spot, Saturday afternoons. We get together, the guys and myself, and we'll be having lunch tomorrow afternoon over there on 4th Street. So there you go. Now, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I personally have been taking for over 10 years, and I take it religiously. I start my day out with it because you get it in your system, and it helps with the nooks and the crannies and the aches and the bakes and the bending overs and the whatever. And it really does work. It's all natural. There are no narcotics in this product. And, of course, the great thing is that the natural ingredients in it are what makes it work. Namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. It helps your body to with its natural response to inflammation by taking care of that. You take care of the inflammation, you're probably going to take care of the pain, and you're probably also going to take care of the swelling that comes along with it and other things. So I take it, and it works. That's all I can tell you. And where you find out about it is by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Once again, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. Check it out. $19.95 and a three-week quick start is all it costs. And while you're over there and you get over on that page, you'll also find other vitamins, too. They've got other stuff that they can help you with. Vitamin C, for example, D3, B, A. Whatever you need, it's there. It's whatever you need. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and check it out. Now, in the long gateway scheme of things,
with everything that we have to talk about, we have the debt ceiling. And we have a solid plan, which was put together by Kevin McCarthy. And it's already been passed in the Congress and is ready to find its way over to the Senate. What's going to happen over there? Probably nothing. They won't do anything about this. It's wishful thinking. And in a real-world scenario, they would actually be doing something because everybody would be holding their hands up going, what? What do you mean 31 million trillion? Well, whatever. But I can tell you that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy unveiled his new Republican plan to raise the debt ceiling plan, the limit, that is, on until March the 20th of 2024, which makes perfect sense. Get it out of the way, forget about it. Now, the Limit, Save, Grow Act, which is the name of this bill, would cut federal spending by back to 2022 levels. It also would rescind Democratic climate change policy and eliminate the shutout that Instagram and others would have by going over to the Twitter account to follow you. Now, the bill, according to the Democrats, has no chance of becoming law. Now, McCarthy is hoping to force President Joe Biden and the Democrats to come to the negotiating table. And I hope so, too. I hope they'll do the same. Because, again, this is all for naught if somebody doesn't at least take a look at it and see what they can find out. Now, the other thing that's important to understand here, and a lot of people don't know this either because they weren't paying attention, is that house was under construction. That quote, end of quote, apartment was under construction. There were actually people still living in it. Why someone hasn't stepped up to help? Don't know. But this is really, the whole thing is just a huge can of worms, in my opinion. Everybody's entitled to an opinion, remember. And by the way, I want to say hello and a special shout-out to our Florida Attorney General, Ashley Moody. She reached out to me yesterday, and I wasn't available. Sorry about that. And Steve Stern, Mr. Flagshirt, down Fort Lauderdale, Florida way. Wow. There's a guy that knows how to do things. Matter of fact, I've been asked to speak at one of his events. I may do it. We'll see. I have to find out the particulars before I say yay or nay. Now, if I told you NATO was about to get another member, would you know who that other member is? How about Sweden? But yet, they could be ready, and they are ready, provided NATO would be, within 10 days of being on the NATO Security Council group. They would be within 10 days of doing that. They've said so. So let's let them in. Even Russia hasn't got a leg to stand down with this one. Because we're going in there with Finland and Sweden right on the Russian borders, bumpered right up to the Russian borders, to remind them that they have friends in low countries. And the best part about it is they have the mutual defense pact. And if you attack one of the NATO countries, you protect them all. What a mess that would be for Russia. Wow. What a mess. And again, I go back to the original point being made here about the fact, and I think it might have been Todd when he was talking, or Frank, it was one of those two, I don't know which one. They told you what they thought was going to happen, and they told you why. And I happen to agree. We just can't keep allowing a bunch of stuff to happen because he can. Funny stuff, right? Funny stuff. No, not really. There's nothing funny about it. And, again, as I've said time and time before, hopefully we can get serious about this and get this straightened out once and for all. It would be nice. It would be nice. Now, I'll be coming back with the insurance guy, the sports guy, that's Patrick Hyland. And Patrick Hyland, I'm sure, is going to be talking a lot of sports about the what-ifs and the baseball. I'll tell you what, I saw the Rays in that second game last night. Holy smokes. Are they good? They shocked the heck out of me, but they're much better than their record seems to allow here at the moment. And they're playing, I believe, Saturday in a game at 4 o'clock. So hopefully you'll be able to see that. I know I'll be watching it. So there you go. Let's see. We got some messages coming in here. Let me see what I can find out. All right. This is this from Jeff? Yes, it is. Okay, let's see what he wants. Check it out here. And again, I hope your day is going to be a great day today. Oh, cowboy boots, Jeff? Really? All right. Okay, we're coming back with our final segment here. Patrick Hyland, the sports guru, will be with us from the Sports Zone, the show, the myth, the legend. So don't go anywhere. I'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York 5.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Oh yeah, Patrick Hyland, the voice of sports here in this station, Sunday mornings from 11 to 12 when he does a program called the Sports Zone. And don't forget, you can take part in that too. Just come on over and check it out on Facebook. That's the Sports Zone. That's what it is, the Sports Zone. Check it out over there and follow the show over that way or whatever you want to do. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, of course, they've been with the program since day number one. And, of course, they are located at 4540 Clark Road and McIntosh down in Sarasota. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA, and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's will come locally and take care of your installation or on-site cleaning or parts and repairs problems if you have any, but just locally. They don't go outside the area. And if you want to stop by and see the gang in the store, you can do that, too. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you because you might get a free donut or a free cup of coffee out of the deal. How about that? When you tell them that's how well you're there. And you can call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to tell them that you want to see what you want to see or whatever it is. And believe me, you won't be sorry in doing so either. So the number is 941-922-2345 to find out more about your blinds and shades needs. Whatever they are, they can help you at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Okay, Mr. Sports Zone quarterback, I understand you're going to be playing Sunday for the Dolphins. Did you hear Brady? Did you hear the question?
Go ahead. Mr. Tom Brady.
They asked him if he was going to play with the Dolphins, and his comment back was, well, I do have a lot of friends there.
Well, interesting. He might have been being flippant. But we'll see. You just never know anymore with these guys. We don't even know where Aaron Rodgers is going to end up, you know, now.
Who, Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. Now, looks like the Jets now. He's staying in Green Bay. Is he, you know, sign him? Is he going to get traded? I mean, I don't know. Captain, it's funny. Those two, are a carousel of drama, to say the least. But, let me go over some top headlines, Captain. The, hockey match last night, the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 7-2 after losing, you know, a couple of days ago, 7-3. Talk about a total role reversal. There you have it. And there's some shenanigans going on in that game also, Captain. The Maple Leafs bunting suspended for 3 games for a headshot on Lightning's Chernak. So that's going to hurt them a little bit for that. You know, there's just no need for cheatiness in sports. Play the game straight up and win straight up. I mean, I'd like to get back to those days. So, anyway. Also, Mr. Harden, he got ejected in the 76ers and Nets playoff game. But they still topped him. The Sixers still beat the Nets after that. And then in some other news, Captain, the MLB suspends New York Mets Max Scherzer for 10 games for a sticky substance in his glove. So, very interesting. They were out in L.A. and he was pitching, and they got him with that on his person. That's a no-no in the good old major leagues. The other thing about it, Captain, you know, you'll know this from where you grew up, and that is if it's real cold, you kind of have to put something on your glove. They don't like to talk about it, and they're trying to outlaw it. But just to get a grip on the ball, because when it's cold like that, you don't lose the grip and then hit the guy in the head either. But obviously when you doctor up the ball, it makes it dance a lot more. And movement makes it more difficult for the hitter to hit it. So just a very unique situation there that occurred. And, Captain, it looks like Oakland, I mean, they still have the Golden State Warriors there, but now it looks like the football team left for Vegas, and now it looks like the baseball team's leaving. They purchased land there for a new stadium.
Where are they going?
They're going to Vegas. Oakland A's are going to go to Vegas. So now it'll be Las Vegas Athletics, Las Vegas Raiders, and, they have the Las Vegas Knights. I wonder if they'll get a basketball team just like Tampa Bay. Will they ever get a basketball team? They have all three of the major sports.
I do not believe they can support a basketball team in Tampa.
Okay.
They're having trouble supporting what they got. I don't think basketball would be something that would work.
Okay. That's an interesting concept. Did you see, I wonder, it looks like St. Pete is going to be able to keep the race.
That I understand. If they're going to do what they say they're going to do with that downtown reunification and beautification deal, it'll work.
Okay, I hope so, because you still, don't have the people to watch the games.
They're going to move them in with their new building. That's what they're going to do. They're actually going to bring people in to live by the ballpark that want to go to the ball game.
I hope so, because, that's the funny thing about good old St. Pete, Florida, and the population down there, and guess what? It's surrounded by water.
Population down there, 17. Oh, never mind.
No, that's funny. And then, fishies can't go to see the games, Captain, out for the Gulf of Mexico. But anyway, we'll see if it works. I want it to work. The Tampa Bay Rays are off to a 16-3 start.
Good Lord.
Tonight, I mean, what a pace. I mean, that's just not, obviously, you're not going to keep an 800 pace in Major League Baseball. But if they can stay around the 630 mark, they should win the division. That's what it's going to take this year, I believe, Captain, and we'll have fun talking about that in 4 or 5 months to see if that comes to fruition. But they're doing fantastic. Let's give them credit, and I'm happy for them. Mentioned Golden State Warriors. They're very livid over Green's 1-game suspension there to keep people updated on what's going on out west and all our friends up there. And, the hockey playoffs are in full gear, Captain, and baseball's in full gear. It's just a great time of year. I'm real excited next Sunday, in May, the Indy 500's coming up. you know, the last Sunday right before Memorial Day. A lot of people are excited about this because Indy's been fantastic this year so far. And then NASCAR this weekend. I tell you, there's not much you can't go watch, Captain, and have fun with, you know. You know where they're going to be this weekend, Captain? Good old Talladega.
Yes, yeah, what I heard.
It's going to be a lot of
We'll see who finishes upside down.
Man, you're not lying, man. That's just one of those places that, you know, a lot going on out there in Talladega. It's a tough track. But what a great speedway, a lot of fun. That and Daytona, I think, are the two best tracks, you know, in the country. Would you agree with that, Captain?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Okay. I always used to like Watkins Glen going up there watching a road race.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, and we'll have that tonight, matter of fact. That'll be fun. You know, a little AG Pro 300 up there. So tomorrow. No, and then I don't want to knock out Bristol, Tennessee. It's a great track also. So, I mean, those are your top three. And then, you know, down there in South Florida, Homestead Miami Speedway. That's become a fun speedway, really, to finish out the year and to see if you can make the playoff cup. So, well, Captain, looks like my time's up. But, you know, your time's never up to save money on insurance, Captain. And I'm your guy for that, as you can vouch for me. And it's real simple. Just reach out and give me a call, 813-966-1052. You might be pleasantly surprised on how much money I can save you on your insurance needs. And if not, you'll have the peace of mind that you're with a good company. And there's no sense in changing because your premiums are fine and your policy is fine and you're getting the services you need. But there's always that chance that I can do better for you, number one. And then number two, if you don't have any agent participation for yourself to go to bat for you in case things happen, you know, I can help you out in that department too. Again, my name's Patrick Hyland. You hear me on this great station and with Captain Matt Bruce Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we have fun talking sports, and it's great enjoyment on Sundays. But during the week, I really enjoy it. I help out the veterans with their veterans' needs also and help out people with their insurance needs Monday through Friday. Real simple. Give me a call. Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe, everybody out there. For the random act of time.
Patrick Hyland, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback. Check him out. The Sports Zone over on Facebook. Make sure you catch his show Sundays, 11 to 12, live. I'll be back tonight with a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Hope you have a great day. It's going to be gorgeous. See you later.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.